Welcome to the question and answer session, which I would like you and your family to listen to. It's all about heart attacks, what causes them, and what you can do to prevent them. Knowing the true facts can save you and your family a great deal of worry and help you understand what is safe and what isn't. The session lasts about half an hour and it contains a lot of information. We know that concentrating and remembering things can be a problem for the first few weeks after a heart attack, so we suggest that you listen to the session several times, or at least 2 to 3 times over the next couple of weeks. I'll be talking to Mr. Brown and answering his questions. Mr. Brown had a heart attack 4 weeks ago, and many of the questions he has may be things that you are wondering about too.
Good morning, Mr. Brown.
Doctor, you were saying that people have a lot of wrong ideas about heart attacks. What sort of things do you mean?
Well, many people think that once you've had one heart attack, you are bound to have a lot more and then die, or that your heart has worn out, or that you will always be an invalid. Now, none of these things are true. Most people's ideas about heart attacks may be out of date. In the last 10 years, we have developed many new treatments, and most people don't know that the majority of people only have one heart attack. Then, especially if they have changed some of their risk factors, they don't have another.
Do you mean I'll never have another heart attack?
Well, obviously, anyone can have a heart attack, and no one, whoever they are, can be guaranteed not to have one. However, there are many things that you and your doctor can do to prevent it happening again. The most important things are all written down in the heart manual to discuss with your facilitator or GP.
Yeah, I've been doing the exercises. The relaxation and the stress exercises in the heart manual, and we've cut out the butter and all the rest of it. But there was a man at my work who had a heart attack, gave up smoking and drinking, and then had another 2 or 3 heart attacks and died.
I'm afraid it does sometimes happen. But for every one person like him, there are many more people who change some habits and have no more trouble. In fact, I meet many people who, since they had a heart attack, are healthier than they have ever been. Unfortunately, you rarely hear about them. When people make a full recovery, it isn't news. For every person you hear about who dies of a heart attack, there are several people who make a full recovery, and it's all forgotten about.
Well, even if you don't have another heart attack, you're never going to be the same again, are you?
Why not?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? Your heart's worn out. Any kind of stress or worry or hard work could be too much for it.
Oh, hang on. There are several things there. Firstly, your heart is not worn out. The heart muscle is the toughest muscle in the body. You can't possibly wear it out. The right exercise makes muscles stronger, not weaker. We'll come back to stress and worry in a minute, but the point is that the problems which caused your heart attack were in your arteries and not in your heart.
Well, I was told that in my case that my heart actually stopped. I was actually dead for a bit. Why did it stop if it isn't clapped out?
Not because it was too weak, but because it was confused.
I'm the one who's getting confused.
Okay, so you know that the reason for your heart attack was that a small part of the blood supply to your heart got cut off.
That's right. The artery was blocked up with a bit of fat or a blood clot.
Right. Well, as you probably know, the heart is a pump. It pumps blood around the body.
Yeah, I read all that in the heart manual.
Well, your heart has 4 chambers, and they all have to beat in the right order. We're all born with a natural pacemaker. Now, this sends out an electrical signal to each chamber of the heart when it is time for that one to beat. Now, unfortunately, during a heart attack, the small part of the heart, which is short of blood, gives out a strong electrical pulse, and this upsets the heart's pacemaker. It can cause it to stop altogether, and that's what happened to you.
So my heart attack wasn't because my heart was worn out because of work or worry or anything like that. It was because a bit of the heart muscle was short of blood.
That's right. That caused the pain and has left a bit of a scar on your heart.
And this bit of muscle sent out a signal to the heart that confused it and stopped it beating.
Right. Now, that doesn't happen to everyone, but it can sometimes happen during or just after a heart attack.
I see. Is that why I was in intensive care then?
That's one of the reasons. We know that the chances of having a further heart attack get less hour by hour. Each hour and day that goes by, the chances get less. But we obviously like to be careful, and we don't let you out of the hospital until we feel the time is right.
Well, even if my heart wasn't worn out before the heart attack, it must be damaged now. What was that you said about a scar?
Well, the bit that was short of oxygen will be replaced by scar tissue. Now, this is the same as any other kind of scar you may have on your body. The scar tissue is perfectly strong enough to do the work of the part it is on. Even if you have not taken regular exercise in the past, doing our exercise program will help you develop stronger, better heart and lungs than you had before the heart attack. For some people, there may be a certain amount of breathlessness afterwards, and some people get angina, but these are all side effects and can be treated with drugs. By the way, if you look in the heart manual, it tells you what the drugs you are taking are for and about any side effects you might get from them.
I get breathless when I do the exercises.
Good. As long as you can still speak despite being a bit out of breath, you're exercising enough to get your heart and lungs into top condition. It is really important to keep physically fit, not just because it helps prevent coronary artery disease, that's the thing that caused your heart attack, but because it can help reduce tension and stress. It will get more oxygen into your blood, and we know that that can help prevent angina or other complications.
Does exercise stop this fat in the arteries? What do you call it?
Coronary artery disease. Yes, it can help prevent it from building up. Many surveys have shown that people who exercise have less chance of a heart attack.
Is exercise safe after a heart attack?
Yes. Not going jogging on the day you leave hospital, of course, but gradually increasing the amount you do each day, the way it shows you in the heart manual, is much safer than not taking exercise.
What about lifting things?
Well, it depends what things. Ordinary weights, things that you don't have to put much effort into, are fine. Things where you know you're going to have to heave, the sort of things that might make you grunt with effort or not. Things that need all your strength, like pushing a car stuck in mud, heaving a large wardrobe upstairs, lifting a dustbin full of ashes. These things should be avoided, at least for the first few months.
I see. So apart from things that make you grunt, then everything else is safe.
Yeah, you could call it the grunt test. If you are wondering if you should do something, think, would that really take all my strength? Would it make me grunt? The other kinds of exercise, things like swimming, walking, things that make you sweat a bit and leave you feeling pleasantly tired, will help to protect you from further coronary artery disease and will help strengthen your heart.
What else causes coronary artery disease?
Smoking and too much fatty food.
What about high blood pressure and being overweight?
Yes, all these things often go together, and they all make each other worse. Smoking is the worst of all. The point is, your body can't cope forever with being taken for granted. It needs good food, exercise, relaxation, and in your case, most of all, not to be poisoned with cigarette smoke.
Okay, I'm getting a bit tired of people going on about smoking. My wife won't stop. She's banned anyone from smoking in the house.
Good for her.
Well, I think it's still a matter of opinion. I've stopped at the moment, but I still get tempted, especially with a drink. Off the tobacco, I still feel pretty rough sometimes, so I can't see it's doing me much good.
Well, I am very glad for your sake that you have stopped, and it certainly isn't a matter of opinion anymore. We know from watching what's happened to thousands of people, the ones who stopped after the heart attack and the ones who didn't. If you stop smoking, the chances of having another heart attack go down day by day. You may not feel any better yet, but your lungs and heart certainly do.
But I've been smoking for years.
It doesn't matter. Stopping now is the single most important thing you can do to help your heart. It can also save you from lung cancer and a lot of other diseases.
Oh, I don't know. One person tells you one thing and another tells you something different. Okay, but what about tensions and stress? I know that smoking and being overweight and not taking exercise had something to do with my heart attack. But in my case, I think the main trouble was tension and worry. I've had a lot of problems to cope with recently at work and with family. I think that's what really caused it. I've changed my diet and stopped smoking, but there is not really much I can do about pressure at work and at home.
Well, first of all, the coronary artery disease, the fatty deposit in the arteries, takes years to build up. So it wasn't something which happened recently that caused the coronary artery disease. It is usually what you do when you are stressed, such as smoke, neglect exercise, and eat more unhealthily, that puts you more at risk of having problems.
I can't believe that all the things which have been happening to me have not helped to cause my heart attack. I'll tell you what happened at work. I recently got a promotion. It means I have to use computers. Now, I don't understand them. I was never trained to use them. I could manage my job perfectly well before. Now I work all the hours there trying to get things right. The bosses don't understand. They can't work the thing either, and I think they bought the wrong one. But you can't tell them that. To be honest, I dread going back to work now. On top of all that, my daughter has just left her husband, and she and the kids have been living with us. Her husband has been coming round making a nuisance of himself. 2 days before my heart attack, my son announced that he's emigrating to Australia, which upset my wife. Now, you're not going to try and tell me that all these things haven't helped to cause this.
I have no doubt that these things have been putting lots of extra strain on you. Now, you said that you were working all the time. That probably means that you were smoking more, not taking time off to relax, not getting any relief from your problems. In fact, you were constantly worried.
Yeah, I was. I was angry about a lot of things.
So what about now?
Well, I must admit that this happening has made some of the problems seem less important. I can't get worked up about Bill going to Australia, and I seem to be talking to my wife a lot more. We seem to be getting on better now than we have for a long time.
And what about the relaxation exercises?
Yes, well, actually, I think they have helped. I didn't think much of them for the first few weeks. In fact, it was only because my wife made sure I was doing all the things in the heart manual that I went on with them. But I found that I sleep much better than I used to, and the other day I was about to blow my top about something, and I thought, no, just relax, and I could. I've never been able to do that before. I think I'm becoming a bit of a calmer character.
So do you think that will help with things at work?
I don't know. It might. I've read all the bits in the manual about what causes stress, and I'm going to try and do some of the things it suggests when I get back to work. Like it says, do you try to be a superman and do the impossible? I think that's what I was doing with the computer. I was trying to sort out their mistakes for them. In future, when it goes wrong, I'm just going to tell them it's broken down and it's their responsibility. I'm definitely going to try and stop being a superman. But you can't change your whole character, can you?
Well, we're not suggesting that you change your whole character. Just a few things that you might have been doing, like overworking. Overworking is not the same as working hard. Working to the point of total exhaustion day after day, week after week, is unhealthy. I think that's what you were doing. Now that you know why you were doing it, maybe you'll find it easier not to do. Did you read the bit about keeping a balance between the up things and the down things?
Yes, I've been going out a lot more recently. Life's getting better.
And how have your feelings been?
Well, to be honest, I don't think I've been much fun for the wife. I seemed to be okay until I got home. It wasn't till then that it all began to sink in. Getting home reminded me about having to face work again. Oh, I was snapping at everyone. I was convinced that they didn't understand what I was going through and didn't care. I was really frustrated with myself as well. I was weaker than I thought I was going to be. Before I was let out, I thought, once I get home, it will all be back to normal. But of course it wasn't. and it all comes out in bad temper. I'm nice enough to visitors and friends, but I'm not very nice to Jean.
Do you feel scared at times?
I think that's normal. Well, it says so in the Heart Manual. I don't care what anyone says. I think you'd be a bit odd if you didn't worry. I used to read through the list of true facts in the Heart Manual just to remind myself that the things I was imagining weren't true. Sometimes I just suddenly feel sad for no reason. Feel that I'm about to cry right in the middle of speaking to someone. I don't know if they notice, but it's really embarrassing. Sometimes I thought I was going a bit mad. It's actually been okay this week. I still occasionally feel angry about it happening to me. It feels kind of unfair somehow, but it seems to be happening much less now, so maybe I'm getting over it.
Well, it certainly sounds like it. And these feelings happen to most people, not just after a heart attack, after things like a bad car crash, an explosion, or any kind of emergency. It's just the way the mind copes with these things. Do you worry about doing things?
Well, it does cross your mind all the time. Should I do this? Should I do that? Jane was worse than me for that. She was planning to keep me in bed for the first week I was home. She said I wasn't to go out. She wouldn't leave me on my own. I think that was another reason why I was so bad-tempered. She wasn't so worried once she started reading the Heart Manual herself. She tried the relaxation as well. She still does. She says it helps her to live with me. Actually, I was going to ask you, does everyone get like this? There's a bloke beside me in the hospital. He didn't seem to get at all worried. I met him again the other day when I was out, and he says he's going back to work whether the doctor says he can or not. It makes me feel like I was a bit odd getting so worried about things. Maybe he was right. He reckons he hadn't had a heart attack at all.
Well, we can tell from the tests that we do in the hospital if someone's had a heart attack or not. Some people do have the reaction you're talking about. They prefer to believe that they have not had a heart attack. Everyone is different in the way they react. The worst case is when people are determined to prove that there is nothing wrong and go straight back to drinking heavily, driving the car themselves and smoking. They put their partners under a lot of strain, and of course they are taking a chance with their lives. Obviously, being crippled with fear, being afraid to go out, or to do normal, enjoyable things in life, is just as much of a problem. But to deliberately put yourself at risk is not helpful.
So how do you know if you're getting too worried?
Well, one way is if you find you are putting off doing things. For some people, going out for the first time is difficult, or being alone for the first time. This is where the people around you can help, but not to be doing things for you. Sometimes they are more scared than you are. If they wrap you in cotton wool, it can make you too afraid to do things for yourself. It's best if they encourage you to get back to normal as soon as possible.
Well, that's all very well, but how do you know when it's time to get back to normal?
Well, you can follow the exercise plan, which will take you safely from the first day at home to walking, to taking up something that will keep you physically fit, like swimming. Your doctor will help you to decide when you are ready to start back at work. You've worked out for yourself what you need to change. In your case, smoking, reducing your weight, taking more exercise, and not overworking or getting over-involved in your company's problems. Now you started doing these things, you are well on the way to reducing your chances of having any more trouble. You've learned to relax, and you said that you started to use that skill to help you when things crop up in daily living. Of course, there may be a few setbacks, but you are already dealing with the things which have caused the problem in the first place. Apart from that, you should do whatever you want, especially things that are fun.
Well, that's all very well, but what about things like, well, cutting the grass? Jane says I shouldn't do it yet, and I think I can.
Well, who's right?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you.
Well, I don't know either. What's the problem with cutting the grass?
Well, it might strain my heart or put up my blood pressure or something.
But what did you do when you were doing the exercise plan? You set a target, tried it out, and then saw how you felt. If you felt it was too hard, you did a bit less. If you felt it was too easy, you did a bit more the next day. Now, how much of the lawn do you think you could cut without any problems at all?
Oh, I don't know. I reckon that doing maybe a quarter of it wouldn't do any harm. So should I do that much and then see how I feel?
Well, exactly. Do a quarter tomorrow, see how you feel, and if you're okay, do a bit more the next week, perhaps a third, and so on. If you remember, we don't advise you to play competitive sports such as squash or badminton, as once you start, you get carried away, and you may do more than you plan to, and that's something to be avoided. Decide exactly how much you are going to do that day and stick to it. If it was too little, you can always do a bit more next time. Rushing into things will actually slow down your recovery, not speed it up.
Yes, I seem to be getting more tired than I used to, and I have to admit it makes me worry that I might really have damaged something.
Well, that's a common worry, but I promise you it's quite natural for the body and mind to want a lot of rest after any illness or stress. If you are still slowly building up the exercise and activities, you will go on getting fitter and you will feel less tired. It is also common, after a heart attack, to feel much more aware of sensations from your chest or stomach, or notice a speeded-up pulse and think that means something may be going wrong. Just noticing things like this means that you are paying more attention to them. That can make it seem worse, which makes you more worried again. Worry itself automatically makes the pulse or heart speed up and makes sensations seem worse, so you can get into a vicious circle. The more you worry about it, the worse it gets. However, you should not ignore chest pain or discomfort. There is a special page in the heart manual that gives you advice if you think you're having another heart attack. You may like to carry this one with you.
I'll look out for that page. Good idea to carry it with me. Thank you.
Are there any other questions?
I can't think of any at the moment. I expect I'll think of a lot when I get home.
Well, have a look in the heart manual. There's a lot of information in there. And if you write your questions down, you can ask your facilitator next time they get in touch. Thanks for helping us make the session.
No problem. And thanks for your time, Doctor.